Become a wealth creator today. Text MONEY to 800-454-1184. That's MONEY to 800-454-1184.
What should you be doing with your retirement savings now that we're hearing talk about a high risk of inflation? We're going to talk you through it all today. Thank you so much for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. So glad you joined us. Eric is a certified financial planner here to guide you about retirement planning. He's offering you a book. He's the author of Worry Less Wealth. Listen for your chance to get that complimentary. Here's that phone number, 800-454-1184. 800-454-1184. Call for a complimentary appointment or even a 15-minute phone call complimentary. And his website, wealthcreatorradio.com. That's wealthcreatorradio.com. And Eric, a big hello to you again.
Hey, Luann. Yeah, it's a massive shift in the economy time. So definitely be a good time to be talking about what should you be doing and what should you not be doing and a little bit in both.
Well, okay, so CNBC did a survey saying it indicated that 81% of Americans are worried about a recession. So that's practically all of us. And then analysts are also saying that the recession risk is awfully high. Okay, so they're saying that consumers and companies need to be prepared. So that's the question then. What do retirees need to be thinking about doing with their retirement savings? What are you saying to people, Eric?
Well, the reason why it's 81% is the other 19 didn't know what a recession is. No,
yeah,
just kidding.
Yeah, probably.
There's definitely a recession coming. And we're starting to finally see the signs. I mean, I've been telling people that real estate's going to slow down because interest rates are being jacked up higher and higher. And the Fed's going to keep doing that to fight inflation, which will just, you know, make your mortgages maybe in the 6-8% ranges by this time next year. I definitely could see 7s and 8s, even though we're still in the 5s. So, you know, that's something that's going to slow down real estate because that costs more, right? And that means people don't move and don't buy new stuff, and then they don't go out and do other things, and then companies start laying off people. We've already seen companies drop down how many ads they have, or even, you know, letting people go, or just say, hey, we're not going to replace people who leave, things like that. So, you know, we've already started seeing the signs of there. And so, you know, there's a couple things you should be doing. I mean, definitely having some more money in cash, having some more money prepared, having credit lines in case you lose your job or something like that. You definitely want to be prepared for this. This is not something you want to just ignore.
Exactly. Right. And make sure we understand what's going on. So chief financial analyst at bankrate.com, his name is Greg McBride. He has some advice for investors right now, Eric. So I want you to hear this.
In a year like this, where interest rates are going up and at a pretty substantial clip, you can expect there are going to be a lot of ups and downs, but it's really important for individual investors to maintain that long-term perspective, particularly in the face of sharp pullbacks in the market.
So when we have a down economy, you know, and we're seeing headlines right now about corrections and bear markets and recessions, can you explain the difference between all those market scenarios, please, Eric?
Yeah, it's good to have a little glossary of what all these things are, right? And so, yeah, a stock market correction, it's kind of like a getting a D. You haven't totally failed, but you're not doing so good. So that's when the market's dropped at least 10% from its last peak, but not more than 20%. When it goes full on 20%, then that's when the bear market kicks in. And since 1928, almost 100 years ago, there's been 26 bear markets. So you can kind of do the math there. It's one every 3 to 4 years. So it's nothing that odd or unusual. It's just not fun. And so then in terms of recession, it has nothing to do with the stock market. Recession is really, it's when the economy as a whole, which we call it gross domestic product, but, you know, the economy drops for 2 consecutive quarters. So the silly thing about recessions is you can't say you're in a recession until you've been in one for 6 months. Right.
But so wait, we're kind of heading there.
It's kind of like you're swimming in the pool, but you can't say you're wet until you've gotten halfway across the pool or something. You know, right.
Yeah, something like that.
So it doesn't matter if it's happening to you or not. They can't officially call it that until it gets there. So, you know, so these are things that you really need to be paying attention to, because I mean, the other thing we've had, too, which is very abnormal and first one in 40 years, is we've had the worst bond market, which is that one's not normally a thing that goes into a correction because it doesn't usually move by more than 10%, but it's almost there. Yeah, it's been down around 8 or 9% for the year. So that's the worst start in 40 years, by the way, for the bonds. So we haven't had interest rates shooting up for a long time, and now it's happening. So time to make some changes, time to be paying attention to your finances, not to ignore this, and definitely, you know, look at what should you be doing.
Yeah, everybody getting their statements, you know, everything's down right now. So it's kind of a bummer. What is it that you're offering today on our radio show, Eric?
Yeah, well, you know, so people can run into trouble when they start, you know, taking withdrawals from those retirement accounts when the market's taking a hit, right? So, you know, it's tough to be in the market when it's ups and downs, but when you're withdrawing the money, you need that income. I mean, you can't just stop buying groceries or, you know, paying your utilities or anything like that. So, you know, what we do here at Heckman Financial is we actually look at, okay, what risk level do you have? We actually get a risk score, and then you can tell you, you know, how big is that roller coaster? How crazy is it? We'll actually walk you through an income plan. We'll look at how does that money go for the rest of your life, and can it handle these ups and downs? And then we'll talk about solutions. I mean, there's lots of great ways to have some money that, you know, doesn't have that downside risk, that still earns some money. So that way you can, you know, withdraw from there and not have to raid the piggy bank when the pigs are all running out of the stall. Right. So, yeah, you know, you don't want to have that happening. But unfortunately, that's what's happening to a lot of people right now. So, again, that's something that right now we've been waiving our financial planning fee, normally $1,500. So if you're one of the people who call today, we'll actually get you that. We'll do that plan. We'll have a first meeting, find out what's going on, have that second meeting where we actually walk you through your plan. And then at the end of that meeting, that's when we'll tell you, hey, here's some things you might want to fix and change. Then it's up to you to take action. So again, if you want to start that with process with the first step of just getting the time to set up and talk, we can do it by phone, Zoom, whatever you want to do. Give us a call, 800-454-1184, or you can just text the word visit. So text the word visit, 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit, 800-454-1184, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
So Eric, tell us what goes into creating a retirement income strategy that could help protect us against a down economy.
Yeah, well, that's the critical part is, you know, I was a scout, my boys are all in scouts, and one of the things they, you know, their motto has always been be prepared. You're going to be retired in all the markets, right? You're going to be retired in good times, bad times, and in between, and you have to have a plan that works in all aspects, right? All times of time frames of your retirement. So, you know, if you have some money that's guaranteed, that's earning you 3 to 8%, and, you know, it pays you some good earnings, but doesn't go down when the market drops, then you could be taking that money out on a systematic basis. A lot of times we actually just kind of drain that bucket down and let the other market money bounce around. Then also if we have steady income money, stuff that pays you good dividends and cash flow, that's also low volatility, so meaning it's not moving up and down with the market. Well, if you got some cash flow from there, you got some guaranteed money. In all markets, you actually don't even need to be raiding the market money. You just let it ride until you need to refill up that bucket again and then, you know, take more out. So again, if you have this type of plan, it's going to work always because again, good markets, yeah, maybe you can take it from the market side, bad markets, take it from the foundational and steady income. But again, you're not having to be dependent on the market to be able to have a good retirement. I mean, we want people to, you know, retire with worry less wealth and retire more. And retire more is having fun, doing the things you want to do, not the stuff you got to do, right? Doing the stuff you want to do, finally. So again, if that's something you want to take advantage of, all you have to do is, again, there's no cost, no obligation. We're waiving our $1,500 planning fee. So you want to just set up a time to talk for 15, 30 minutes, find out what's going on in your situation. Then we'll see if we should go forward and build that blueprint for you. Again, no cost, no obligation. So text the word visit, 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Do you have an estate plan? Without it, you give up control of what happens to your stuff when you are gone. That's why CFP Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is offering a free estate planning webinar. Eric will show you some of the most common pitfalls of not having an estate plan. You'll also discover the differences between wills and trusts, how long-term care planning could affect your estate, how to efficiently transfer your assets to the next generation, and much more. To RSVP for this free estate planning webinar with Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, go to WealthCreatorWebinar.com. That's WealthCreatorWebinar.com. It doesn't matter the size of your bank account, the square footage of your house, or the price tag of your car, you need an estate plan. RSVP for this webinar today at WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Firm offers insurance services, investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
And this is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Luann Fulmer. Eric is president of Heckman Financial, and their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. I'll bet if you look back at the past 20 years, you're going to see a lot of things that happened that you didn't see coming. What do you think, Eric? Look back at your life, 20 years.
Well, since my eldest son's 21 and got two other sons, that was a lot of it, right?
Yeah, two other kids.
Yep, and, you know, obviously my business is a lot bigger than it was then, and, you know, we're helping a lot more people, and, you know, there's just been a lot of changes, obviously, economics and technology. I mean, lots of crazy stuff if you think technology, for sure.
Right. Think of all the things that you have grown with over the years in your business, too. There are always going to be unknowns. I mean, when you look back, you see them and you know they're going to happen in the future. I want to talk about the big unknowns of retirement. What would you say the biggest unknowns are?
Obviously, one of the biggest fears that everybody has is outliving your money. The fancy way to say that is longevity, right? How long are you going to live? You know, the healthcare costs, of course, have gotten to be a bigger and bigger issue. Not just because of COVID, just long-term care, other things. Yeah, as you age, you know, the things that used to kill you, you take a pill for, but now it may slow you down. So then there's a lot more costs involved. Obviously, how the stock market does over time. You know, when do you retire? Are you going to get a good decade or a bad decade in the first decades of your retirement and so forth? And then lastly, of course, is taxes. Taxes are always going to be changing. The rules of the game are always going to be changing. And so how much have you know, put your in retirement bet on the government helping you by having taxes be lower in retirement? And if they don't happen, then they are higher in retirement, then what do you do, right?
Right.
So that's the main kind of probably the four big things that people are always concerned about.
Well, let's take the first unknown that you mentioned, and that was longevity. And we don't know how long we're going to live. How do we know if we've saved enough?
Well, the only way I've been able to figure it out in, you know, almost 30 years of doing this is really just having an income plan that we actually simulate your retirement, you know. So we say, okay, with inflation, with Medicare costs, or if you're retiring pre-Medicare, what's the cost of insurance before? And, you know, all those little things that sometimes people don't think about, you know, are you going to be having fun in retirement? So are you having that budgeted in? And, you know, all those types of things. And then what types of money do you have? Are they taxable, tax-free, tax-deferred, you know, all those types of things? And once you put those all into a decently run program, it's easy to see, okay, will this money last or not? I am a big fan of having some baseline money guaranteed. So most of us don't have a pension, but you can buy your own pension today. And more academic studies have said, really are showing that there's almost no way to retire without having some sort of guaranteed income. Because you need that floor of income. You know, you need to make sure that there's always going to be something there that's not only government controlled, right? Not just Social Security, which we know in 2035 is going to start having issues. So, you know, we need to have something that we control and that we can say, yes, it's going to be there. So that's probably one of the best ways to solve that problem.
So let's talk about the tools that we can use, okay? So explain, what is guaranteed income?
Yeah, so guaranteed income is really just basically, you know, an insurance company saying, hey, if you put this money with us, we're going to guarantee you having so much money at a certain point in time. And you got to watch out for these, because there's some that are great and some that are not so good. And some have some really big gotchas. So you have to really read the little fine points and details and compare and all and look at them all. But, you know, that's one of the things that we do here to help people, is we make sure that they know how to get that income, how to make sure that money is going to last, and, you know, make sure that their money is going to be there for, you know, every time they're going to be there, mm-hmm. right? Be there until they're trying to bounce my last check or something.
Yes.
With those old bumper stickers.
Right.
So, yeah. So that's the biggest key.
with that, you have come up with a blueprint to worryless wealth. And this blueprint basically is something that will take retirees all the way through their retirement. It's a plan that you've put together. Explain that to us. And that is certainly something that can help with your income, your guaranteed income in retirement, lasting as long as you need it to.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, as long as you have that income plan, that's the very first part of the blueprint, is showing you what plan you have now. Now, you may have not have one written. You should, but you may not. So we can at least show you what course you're on and where you're headed. And then we'll show you how much investment risk do you have. You know, are you on the big roller coaster, the baby roller coaster, or someplace in between? And so there's no right or wrong answer. It's just, are you in the right spot? And then taxes, of course, are huge now. I mean, just getting scary now. So what is your tax risk? How much do you have exposed to the government? Mm-hmm. So, so that's a big thing, is how much do you have exposed to taxation? And then look at the healthcare issues along the way and legacy issues. And, you know, that's the five areas of the blueprint to worry less wealth. It's something we normally charge a $1,500 planning fee for, but due to COVID times, we've decided, hey, we just want to get this information out there for people. We want to make sure they have it, they can take action. And so what we're doing is we're just having that first phone call, going over what's your situation, what you're worried about. Look at that second meeting. We'll go over that blueprint for you. And then at the end of that meeting, if you want us to help you kind of solve some of these issues, you can hire us. If not, there's no obligation. So again, if you want to take advantage of this, all you have to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, you can call or text 800-454-1184, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And also online, request a copy of Eric's book. He wrote the book, Worry Less Wealth. And it was a book that he wrote to open our eyes to, you know, what we need to do to have a remarkable retirement. Get a copy of that book, complimentary. And we thank you so much for listening. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Anne Fulmer. And you mentioned healthcare as one of the things that you focus on in your blueprint to worry less wealth, Eric. According to Fidelity, they tell us that our healthcare is going to cost around $300,000 for a couple retiring today, as far as healthcare goes. Those are huge numbers, not even planning for long-term care. So tell us how you go about, you know, coming up with a healthcare plan when nobody knows what the future holds.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest key there is just making sure you budget it in, right? So just make sure it's accounted for. Because surprises are what mess you up financially, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So if you know that there's going to be some costs there, you know, make sure it's in that monthly spending guide and, you know, make sure that that's accounted for. Also for long-term care, yeah, as you said, that 300,000 number is just, you know, co-pays, premiums, all that kind of stuff. It's not talking about, you know, needing home care or you know, if you had to go into some facility or something. So, you know, that's one of the things we look at, too, to see if is there ways to get some benefits like that and without having to buy specifically a long-term care policy. There's some other ways to get some of these benefits with using some of your other dollars. And so that way you're kind of using those dollars as more than one thing at once. So kind of whatever you want to call it, killing two birds, one stone kind of thing mm-hmm. or whatever. If you can do that, that's going to be a lot better for your overall plan. And you know, it's one of the things we definitely look at because it is a huge concern and a huge risk for people.
Like you said, you put a plan together and then that plan is going to be able to cover whatever scenario happens, whether, you know, maybe you have smaller medical bills for a long period of time or maybe you get sick and, you know, you have a shorter lifespan. You plan for all of that, right?
Yeah. And to me, the biggest concern is really when it's a married couple. And if one of them gets ill, say, very early in retirement, and the other one, you know, they spend a couple hundred grand covering, you know, for their care, and then the other person lives for 20, maybe 30 years beyond that without all those funds, without that money, you know, to me, that's the scarier situation, right? Is, you know, you're not going to not help your spouse, but then what, right?
Then
so yeah, we want to be prepared for any situation. I mean, I was Boy Scout leader today. My boys were all in Boy Scouts and you know, their motto is be prepared. And, yep. And you definitely do need to be prepared for retirement. And just like the, you know, the pilot goes through with his checklist before every flight, Yeah, you know, same thing with retirement. You got to go through a checklist. You got to have all that information there. And so, you know, one of the things we also have is a checklist that we can send to people that just kind of goes over, you know, have you taken care of this? Have you taken care of this? You know, so it's, I forgot how many numbers. It's probably like 30 things or something. Uh-huh. I should look that up. But, yeah. you know, and so, yeah, it's a great way for people just to say, oh, did I take care of this or that? So it's just kind of like going to the store, right? You know, you want to make sure you have a list or else you end up buying a lot of weird junk and whatever you're hungry for. What we can do is we can send you that checklist. All you have to do is give us a text, or you can call us too at 800-454-1184. Again, text the word checklist to 800-454-1184. Again, checklist 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
And this is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Luann Fulmer. Eric is president of Heckman Financial, and their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. You know, it's impossible to predict whether or not the markets are going to go up or down or whatever, sideways, once we get into retirement. How can your plan handle all those variables? We're going to talk about that next on Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. We'll be right back.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
We're so glad to have you here with us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Heckman Financial is an independent firm, and that means their focus is going to be on helping you make the best decisions for your situation so you can worry less in retirement. So it's impossible to predict what the market's going to do, especially once you get into retirement. We have no idea what's ahead. And that's another big unknown that we're going to face. That's what we're talking about today, big unknowns in retirement. So, Eric, do you build a plan for good markets, bad markets, and everything in between, since you're a Boy Scout and your motto is be prepared?
Yep, exactly. And so the only way that I've been able to figure this out, because just in my own career, you know, I've you know, been in business here for 3 decades now, and you know, my first decade was the 90s, and of course that was internet and just all the .com stuff craziness, right? And and so that was a booming decade for the markets. Obviously the next decade was not so great. We had the .com bust, we had the Great Recession. It was literally where the S&P for a decade had no return. And then the 2010s came along, and the Fed started printing money left and right. And now all of a sudden, all you had to do is buy any sort of large company stock, and you always made money. And the S&P did great, right? So if you really think back, though, over time, you know, 80s were a pretty good decade, 70s not. You know, there's a cycle that goes through. And so typically, you're going to have probably one bad decade out of every 3 decades and for investing. And so the big question for you in retirement is, when does your bad decade come, right? Is it going to be your first or your second or your last? Because the differences are monstrous. And so how do you prevent some of those issues? And so what I developed over time working with my clients is I realized that you can't have everything in the market. That's for sure. And what does the 401k do? 100% market, right? Mm-hmm. It's all stocks and bonds. There's no other options. And so you're kind of stuck with that. Now, once you have money in IRAs, you can do a lot more. And so what we've determined is the only way to be successful in retirement is to have 3 types of money. Obviously, the one is the market money, right? That's the growth. That's the long-term money. But you need to have 2 other types of money. You need to have foundational money, stuff that can't go away. That's stuff that's either at a bank, at an insurance company or owning U.S. treasuries and holding them to maturity. Now, of course, right now, banks and U.S. treasuries are both probably 1% or less, so you know, not too exciting. Insurance companies should be able to get you 3 to 6% or even maybe sometimes higher. So, you know, those are the areas that are usually being used more as the insurance company products. And we're talking about guaranteed ones, nothing with the word variable in front of it. That means it's not guaranteed, literally. Then you want some steady income money, some money that's not in the market daily, that's not having that volatility craziness, but it's earning you 5 to 7%, hopefully on average, and just doing well and you know, keeping pace with inflation and giving you some good money. And when you're in retirement, why do you want these types of monies? Well, if it's a good market, you take from the market side. If it's a bad market, you take more from the foundational side. And then the steady income money is always paying income, so you don't have to sell as much and you don't have to withdraw as much. So once you combine all those three into one, it comes up with a cohesive plan that can weather those good, bad, and in-between markets.
But I do want to ask you a quick question, Eric. When you said that income money, it's not in the market. Explain what that is a little bit deeper, please.
Yeah, so it could be lots of different things, but you know, typically it's some sort of either real estate or debt type of fund,
okay.
Things like that. Right now there's a cell tower fund we've been doing, which is very obviously COVID friendly, right? Mm-hmm. We're needing to use more and more cell towers, not less, and with 5G coming out and all that stuff. You know, so there's lots of different ways that you can have that money that's not in the market, it's not daily traded. And so that way you're having more stability on the value side. And just getting that money, and lots of times there's a ton of tax benefits. So if we're talking normal dollars, not IRA dollars, you even pick up a lot of tax benefits along the way. So yeah, so these are some of the critical things, you know, that people, you know, do need to know about. And you know, and so that, you know, we even have some upcoming events. But if you wanted to be on the list, you could definitely text us. And if you wanted to hear about that cell tower fund, or if you just wanted to give us a call, we can give you information on that. But I know we're going to have a webinar coming up soon. But, you know, I mean, really, what is this all, you know, how do you put this all together, right? I mean, these are all just things. And they're just like puzzle pieces, right? So how do you get this in a cohesive way to think about it? Well, that's why we create the blueprint to worry less wealth. That is our plan, where we go over that income strategy. We figure out, how is that money going to last for the rest of your life? Look at the investments. You know, how much risk do you have? How much money do you have, you know, in foundational and steady income? And then look at the taxes along the way. How can we reduce taxes? And lots of times changing how you invest can reduce your taxes too. And then look at the healthcare issues and legacy. Who's going to get your money when you're gone? And that's the five areas of the blueprint to worry less wealth. And it's something where we can help you worry less about your money and worry more about having fun and enjoying life. And so if that's something you want to take advantage of, normally we've been charging a planning fee. We're waiving that right now. So again, all you do is give us a call. We'll set up that phone call to talk about your situation. And then we can have that second meeting where we go over and show you your blueprint, what you have right now. And then we'll tell you what's good and what's bad and what you might want to fix. And then it's up to you if you want to work with us or not at that point. So again, if you want to take action, all you have to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And online, you can request his book, Worry Less Wealth. Okay, you can get this book complimentary. And also check out their webinars, past webinars, and then their dates for future webinars and the events they have coming up. And we've identified four retirement unknowns that Eric is talking about today. Living a long time, your health care costs in retirement, and then, of course, just the markets and their performance over time and how to handle that. Another thing is, of course, taxes. We don't know what tax policy is going to be in place once we get into retirement. We don't know, you know, how to plan for those taxes in the future. What can we be doing now?
So with taxes, we know if they're most likely going to go up, and we're not certain, but yeah, come on, we know they are. Then what should we be doing? Well, big question is, what are taxes going to be now, and whether they can be in retirement? Which one's worse? And so that's one question. So should you be deferring your taxes and waiting to pay for them later, or should you just be not paying them at all? You know, just paying them now and not worrying about it, and using Roth and using other tools to make sure the money's tax free. And then above and beyond that, how do you just make your money more tax efficient? You know, so those are kind of two different things, but very similar also. So tax efficient could be just changing how you invest or where you're putting your money. obviously Roth conversions or funding your Roth 401k or doing the two-step Roth. I mean, there's so many things that are out there. And unfortunately, a lot of tax people don't talk to the people about this because they're just there to, you know, do 50 tax returns a week. And, you know, they don't have the investment expertise. And so they'll say, oh, yeah, you know, to put money into one where you can get a tax deduction, even if you're in a low bracket, and then you're going to be paying taxes down the road. Because what are you asking them to do? You're asking them to pay the least tax today. Well, but what about paying the least tax over your lifetime? You know, that's the better question to ask. And so that's the question we're always asking with our clients. How do we pay the least taxes over our lifetime? And we actually do the tax analysis to figure that part out. And of course, that's a very critical part too, right? So again, you know, if you want to learn a little bit more about taxes and retirement, we actually have a report set up that we can send you. All you have to do is text us the word taxes, so T-A-X-E-S. Text the word taxes to 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or request it at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Do you have an estate plan? Without it, you give up control of what happens to your stuff when you are gone. That's why CFP Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is offering a free estate planning webinar. Eric will show you some of the most common pitfalls of not having an estate plan. You'll also discover the differences between wills and trusts, how long-term care planning could affect your estate, how to efficiently transfer your assets to the next generation, and much more. To RSVP for this free estate planning webinar with Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, go to WealthCreatorWebinar.com. That's WealthCreatorWebinar.com. It doesn't matter the size of your bank account, the square footage of your house, or the price tag of your car, you need an estate plan. RSVP for this webinar today at WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Firm offers insurance services, investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. Got my monthly contributor here, Drew Frampton from O2 Mortgage. And we'll be talking about, you know, should you be buying, what should you be looking at, and more. So good to have you here, Drew.
Eric, I really appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so, you know, for people that maybe they've been renting for a while and they're looking at the markets and they're saying, okay, things are changing around. You know, I wanted that big, huge house, but, you know, should I buy a condo? Right. I just literally had this discussion with one of my clients that, you know, the daughter wanted this bigger house. And it's like, yeah, it's just, it costs too much. She probably needs to get a little bit more reality check and go to the condo level. So what's kind of like the thought process or the process you take people through when they trying to figure out should they buy or not?
Yeah, that's a great question. And it's multifaceted for sure. I have my canned advice that I give out, and I give it out no matter what the market is. So people kind of sometimes are a little skeptical because I say it's always a good time to buy, and they look at me like, oh gosh, here we go. Here's the sales pitch. But it's always a good time to buy if you have a few conditions in place, right? So, you know, whether you should buy a big old house or a condo, my thought process is, you know, look at the long term, right? Can you stay in that home for 5 to 10 years? If you buy a condo and you're going to outgrow it in a year, you know, that's a little bit more risky than I'm comfortable as far as advice goes. So I usually tell people, you know, rule of thumb, right? There's certainly ways that, you know, you can break these rules of thumb, but for the most part, look at a outlook of somewhere around 5 to 10 years. And hopefully, if there is any kind of down market, you can wait those times out and then sell when it's the right time for you.
Yeah. And I mean, really, I tell people that pretty much the same with stocks. I mean, really, you really should have a 5-year outlook on when you're investing in stocks, because there's downturns. You know, and usually for most real estate and stock market cycles, 5 years is usually covers most of the downturns. There's definitely some that go longer for sure. So ain't going to be perfect. But in terms of like, if they do that 5-year outlook, I mean, should they try to go to that biggest possible house, or, you know, whatever you want to call it, lower down their dreams or something, and, you know, and take the little bit smaller place? And I mean, what do you usually say on that?
There's kind of two schools of thought. I kind of run them simultaneous, which is figure out what you qualify for and then figure out what's affordable for you. The qualification, that's a lender's comfort level, right? And a lot of times these days when I meet with my clients, I'll show them what they qualify for and they go, no, can't do that. That's crazy. Who would ever do that? So it's a lot of times higher than what you're comfortable with. But it's good to know that there is a parameter for the lender. On the flip side, figure out what you're comfortable with on a monthly payment. And, you know, Eric, we've had these discussions. That might change depending on interest rates. So figuring out, you know, all right, I pay a good starting place is how much do you pay in rent today? And then what would your mortgage payment, including your insurance and property taxes, look like? A lot of times that's higher, but there's some other built-in features that will effectively lower that, like possible tax savings, you know, the fact that you're paying down, you know, a debt as opposed to just paying the landlord. And then as well, you know, you're going to have some hedge against inflation and rent hikes and things like that. So look at affordability through that lens and make sure you're not going to sell the dog and cancel cable and never eat out again.
Right. Have a nice big house that you can't afford to furnish because you didn't leave any money for, you know, living and lifestyles or, you know, right. Or barely can turn on the utilities.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I'm a parent now, and when I was young, I didn't value sleep as much, but now sleep's really important.
It's very important.
You're gonna buy a
yes.
home that's going to keep you up. Don't do it, in my opinion.
And like you said, as long as you're going to be there for a few years, you know, you could either sell it or just rent it out, you know, when you want to, you know, move on.
Absolutely. Yeah. And your first house doesn't have to be your forever house. It can just be that. It can be your first house. And then what's great about real estate is you'll have so many options. You can do like what your client did where they, you know, kept the home, had it as a rental property. You know, that's a great part of their whole portfolio. They can sell it, take that equity and buy the next place. You have lots of options. And that's what I like about real estate is just all the options that you would have. And sometimes they're tax, you know, advantaged options as far as, you know, if you sell real estate, you're not going to be paying as much capital gains. If it's a primary residence, there's just some really interesting things that you should look into when making this. But yeah, absolutely. You can ease into it and figure it out. And that way, if let's say the market does take a dive at year four, you can say, well, you know what? The monthly payments are very affordable. And until I sell, it doesn't really matter what the value of the house is.
No, exactly. And again, we're talking to Drew Frampton from O2 Mortgage. This is Wealth Creator Radio. I'm listening to Eric Heckman here. So, you know, and the other thing too is for retired people, sometimes maybe they're renting for a long time, or maybe they had a lifestyle change, divorce or whatever. And, you know, maybe they got remarried now and they want to go into to buying that house. And lots of times it's a little tougher, a little funkier to apply for a house when you don't have that normal, you know, every 2 week paycheck coming in and it's retirement income. So what are the things that you know, retirees need to figure out if they're trying to buy a house?
Absolutely. And that's a great question. So, you know, lenders, they have some criteria that they look at, your credit scores, your down payment, you know, the assets that you have. You know, the collateral for the loans, the house itself, right? Is there, you know, leaks coming through the ceiling or holes in the floor, right? So if all of those have been checked off, right, then the big thing that a lender is going to be looking at is what we call your debt to income. So the monthly debt that you have, right? So we're looking at car loans and, you know, if you co-sign for a student loan, credit card bills, right? The monthly amount that you pay, as well as the housing payment. And we look at your income. And, you know, if you don't have that 2 week steady paycheck coming in, then a lender is going to have to do something else to figure out, can you pay back these debts? Can you make these timely payments? So there's a few ways. One, you can, you know, pull money out of retirement and set up some sort of reoccurring withdrawal. We can actually just, if you have enough money in different accounts, we can just look at those assets in the account and do some sort of arithmetic to say, well, you've got, you know, $1 million in the bank. And if we, you know, divide that by 360 months of housing payments, you've got plenty to make these mortgage payments, right? There's a few different ways, but a lender is ultimately going to come up with some sort of way to come up with a monthly income number.
Yeah. And so, I mean, I think that's kind of the key is knowing the process, knowing, well, really talking to somebody who knows what they're doing, because some of these situations sometimes you run into, you know, just those little online, you know, companies that they don't really, you know, if you don't fit in their little box, they're just not going to be a good source for you. And they're not going to give you the right information or maybe have the right tools or the right, you know, resources to redirect you to, you know, different investors and different, you know, banks to use, right?
Absolutely.
So in terms of, you know, your process, if somebody does want to, you know, maybe look to buy or figure that out, and no matter what their situation, if it's first time or if it's, you know, who knows how many times in retirement, you know, house, you know, what's the best way for them to get a hold of you and go through your process?
Absolutely. Give us a call at 408-610-3210. Again, that's 408-610-3210. We like to make a plan with you. You're going on a trip. It's called buying a home or refinancing. Let's plan early because we don't want to get to that, you know, gate and realize, oh no, my passport's expired or something like that. So, you know, plan early, give us a call. It's never too early. 408-610-3210.
So yeah, again, you know, we have his info and more at wealthcreatorradio.com. But yeah, it was great talking to you, Drew, here, and we'll have you back on next month.
Fantastic. Thanks so much, Eric.
Well, with that, we'll be right back on Wealth Creator Radio.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hey, thank you for joining us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. On our show at this time, we always discuss some challenges, maybe even some risks that exist in retirement. So I wanted you to give us an example today of someone who's experienced one of those retirement obstacles, as we call it.
Just kind of reminds me of we'll just call him Joe, but yeah, he came to me and he was, you know, one of these guys who loved his job, wanted to keep working, but then finally started saying, hey, you know, maybe I should slow down here and, you know, make it more work optional kind of thing, right? And so he wanted to start finally doing some planning. The only issue is he was about to turn 70. And so he put everything into pre-tax stuff, so 401ks and IRAs, and he was worried about taxes. Well, at 70, you know, used to be you had to be 70 and a half where you had to take your money out of your IRA. Now it's 72, but still, he's already at Social Security max age. So he's got that income coming in. And with everything being taxable, the tax planning is not much, right? It's just pay the tax. So, you know, so it's pretty tough to do stuff like that. You know, now how do you talk to me? You know, 5-10 years earlier, we could have been doing some stuff. We could have had some time to maybe do some conversions or at least fund some stuff differently or move some money around. But when 100% of your money is all pre-tax, guess what? When you take that money out, it's 100% taxable. So that left me now not much options in terms of what we can do, because then also in another year, not the same year, because it's 72 now, so he has 1 year gap where he could, you know, we can finally do a little bit of stuff, but you know, it's very small compared to had we had, you know, a little bit more runway to, you know, kind of take off kind of thing, right? So yeah, I mean, and that's one of the problems I run into a lot of times is people, you know, it's we're all bad about that, right? We all like to procrastinate, and you know, there's always those people on the news where they're dropping off their tax return on, you know, at almost midnight at the post office, although nowadays it's more push the button, hit send, right? but you know, it's one of these things where, you know, we like to procrastinate, but man, it can cost you a ton of money by doing that. And so, you know, if you do just take some time and say, okay, how can I have some more diversity? How, because the other problem too is almost all of his money is in the market. So he had a huge amount of risk. Yeah, if you're 5 to 10 years out, that's when you really need to sit down and take some plans. So, you know, again, that's something if you want to take advantage of our time, hey, we'll go through that planning process. We'll show you what the course you're on. We'll show you your blueprint to worry less wealth. We'll show you that income, investment, tax, healthcare, and legacy plan. And then it's up to you if you want to work with us or not, but at least you'll get that information. Again, we're waiving that fee. So, you know, if you want to set up a time, you can either call and leave a message or text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Text word VISIT 800-454-1184 or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show. We'll be back next week. Thanks so much for listening.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.